This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome into this podcast, and we had a smile on our faces this week as we welcomed into the show two female comedians, Noha and Rula, to talk about the show that's going to be coming up, She Said What. They had me smiling, let me tell you, and I'm sure they will you as well. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. A comedy special coming up called She Said What is in town, and we have two of the lady comedians joining us. We have Noha, who's with us. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Mark.
You're the one with the fringe. A great fringe.
Thank you.
Awesome fringe. And we also have Rula as well. How are you doing, Rula?
Hi, how are you?
Great to see you both. And you are both going to be in this show. So tell me all about this comedy show, She Said What. What's going to be happening?
Well, first of all, you're going to laugh so hard.
Yeah.
You won't be even able to stand up. That's like the number one thing.
That's the number one criteria.
That's the one thing. Yes.
Right. Okay.
The most important thing. But also, it's going to be featuring some of my favorite comedians in Dubai. We're an all-female lineup.
Yeah.
And it's happening on Friday, the 29th of March.
Right.
In Zabil Theatre.
It's amazing. I was just thinking when I was preparing the notes for this interview, you know, a few years ago, we'd have never had an all-female lineup comedy show in Dubai. I mean, how far have the girls come in the last few years?
Yes, absolutely. I can't imagine this. I mean, really, when she told me about this event, I was like, oh my God, now we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Yeah, I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of being part of that.
So tell me a bit about your journey into comedy. As a female comedian, who did you look up to? And who did you think, oh, I can do that, and I would love to be able to get on stage and do that?
That's such a beautiful and complex question, Mark. Well, first of all, it's such a coincidence that this week is my 1 year anniversary doing comedy.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
1 year anniversary. I used to work in corporate for a long time.
Yeah.
And I stumbled into a comedy class here in Dubai.
Yeah.
As soon as I moved back to Dubai from New York. And I fell in love immediately, and I decided to leave the corporate world and do this full time.
Really?
And it's been 1 year this week.
That was a brave move, but obviously your passion. Yeah, yeah. Comedy, your passion. Yeah.
It really is. And I'm so happy that I get to celebrate it with my favorite comedians and friends on the stage next week.
What's the journey been like in Dubai as a female comedian? You know, just tell me the ups and maybe a few downs as well.
So the good thing, I guess the good thing is it's not just a female comedian in Dubai. It's the same thing worldwide as well.
Right.
Right. So we're actually, I feel a little bit even progressive at this stage because it took me a year to become a professional comedian and to do a theater show. In other places in the world, it takes you much longer.
Yeah, right.
So the comedy community here in Dubai and the industry is growing so fast, exponentially in the last year that it allows for so many talented people to find a platform to do comedy. I mean, every single week, almost every day
every
of the
night,
week,
there's a comedy show
at
somewhere.
Least one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't find that in a lot of places. So it's been great that there's been a lot of opportunities, especially for people that are putting the work in.
Yeah.
In terms of the lows, I mean, you know, you'll get a show where someone's in the audience who comes up to you at the end and says, you know what? Woman never made me laugh.
Yeah.
But you did. I'm like, okay, that's not a compliment. but we're here to change things, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Rula? Yeah. How was your journey into it?
I want to talk about the support also because, you know, I'm new to the comedy, to the English scene, scene here in Dubai. I'm new to the English and to the scene, so to both. But what I noticed here is the support they give to the women. Incredible. I mean, I've been here for like two months and a half, and the support I get from the producers, from everyone, just
2.5 months.
Yeah, and I really cannot believe the support they give to the comedians, to the female comedians.
Yeah. So you're doing comedy in.
I used to do it in Arabic, in Lebanese.
Exactly. So you're not doing it in your native language. How tricky is that?
That's a bit. That's why you see me a little bit tense. It's a bit because I have to translate the words still in my head.
Yeah.
The writing is easy because, you know, I write and I'm comfortable. I remember my material and I go say it. But when I go in.
Well, respect to you for doing that. I mean, total respect completely.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a bit more about the actual show, because we've got a lot of ladies that mm-hmm. are coming. I think it's about six or seven ladies who are going to be on stage.
So it's Rola, myself,
yeah.
Roxy, Denise, Sahar, and Ima's hosting. Did I miss anyone?
Now, Ima, I think, is the Filipino comedian.
Yeah,
and Valentina.
Oh,
Valentina.
Don't forget Valentina. Yes. Don't forget Valentina.
Yeah, she's Italian. She's amazing.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, Ima has been in this very studio. Great, talented lady. Who, really kind of delivers her comedy. There's no messing around with that. And she said what? What's the title kind of signify? Is there a significance of that title? No, it's just, we'll call it She Said What. You know, who can come up with a title?
Yeah. I mean, it was either that or that's what she said, so.
Yeah. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about comedy and about maybe, you know, ladies that are listening that are thinking, I'd love to have a dabble myself. We'll talk more about this particular show. Once again, it's happening on March 29th at the Zabil Theatre, very lovely venue at the Jumeirah Zabil Sarai.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Now we're talking comedy DXB and a show called She Said What that's going to be happening at the Zabil Theatre, Jumeirah Zabil Sarai, on March 29th. Going to be a great show, and it's all ladies, a full lineup of all female comedians. We've got Nohat once again and Rula joining us on the show. Nohat, I want to come to you first of all. New York is, you said, where you came from. I mean, must have been an absolutely vibrant comedy scene over there. How did that kind of rub off on you?
Well, it rubbed off a lot on me. I've always loved performing, but when I lived in New York, I moved to New York in 2020 during the pandemic.
Okay.
And it was the first part of entertainment that opened up after COVID.
Right.
It was comedy shows. They were doing a bunch of secret comedy shows on rooftops and like the biggest comedians, they haven't performed in a long time. Suddenly someone would pop up and it's someone's rooftop.
Yeah.
And every single week, any day of the week, you can go and find a comedy show. I remember the first time for me in one of New York's biggest comedy clubs, which is a tiny underground one,
mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle popped in.
Really?
I was just sitting there in the front and Dave Chappelle walks in. Like,
wow.
He's like, okay, so I want to try some new stuff. So imagine that kind of influence.
Yeah.
And then when I left it to move back to Dubai, where I'd lived before,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't stop thinking about it. So I decided to take a class, and the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah. What about your roots? Back home, did you do comedy back then, or is this a new thing for you in Dubai?
No, I did it in Lebanon.
Yeah.
It started like everyone. I participated in an open mic. It was by coincidence and it worked very well. And then I started being part of taking small slots in comedy nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing there.
Once you've done one show, you want more and you want more.
Yeah.
And even if you've had a bad night. Even if you had a terrible night.
Even if I had a terrible night, I'd just sit and wait for an email from the producers telling me that I have a slot next week or something.
Right.
I'm crazy about it.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about it.
And so now it's just a big part of your life, I guess, yeah?
It's all my life.
Your life.
Yeah, I'm writing every minute. I'm writing things in my head, my material,
I bet you'll jot something down about this show when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is comedy something... When I first saw Nohat there... You naturally kind of struck me as being a lady who's going to be funny. Can you teach comedy? What can you learn? Or are you just naturally funny?
Well, that's a tricky question. I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
When I first started doing comedy, it was good, but it wasn't amazing. Only when I tapped into who I am and my character and not trying to pretend to be someone else.
Yeah.
That's when it really clicked for me.
Right.
So I think based on that, I would say everyone has something interesting in them, right? And it's about the writing and putting the work in.
Right.
And actually performing. The open nights are open mics are so important because you can come in with a joke and then three open mics later, it's a completely different one and it's a cracker. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question.
But I mean, can you learn the correct timing, when to deliver that punchline and... I mean, that's essential, isn't it?
Yeah.
How you deliver the final line, maybe your stance on stage, learning body language and all that. I guess you can actually learn that.
Yeah, of course. You need to learn that, and you need to understand the crowd. It changes every time. It's yeah. not even the same punchline can change from crowd to crowd. You have to read your crowd every night, of course.
Yeah. Have you found crowds here in the UAE?
I love it. They're so diverse.
Because, I mean, you've got people from everywhere.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best things about performing here.
Yeah?
Yeah, is that you don't have to be very specific with your jokes. And if you are, you have to tell a story to make it relatable to everyone. So it's a good challenge. So the mm-hmm. audience is always a good challenge. And it's always something interesting that you learn from them. I do a lot of crowd work. So I feed off the audience.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like to get that feedback from them.
Yeah. And then I take that and turn it into jokes for the next show, basically.
The best nights are when there's energy between the comedian and the crowd. These are the best comedy nights. It's where there is an exchanged energy. There is, you know, we're having fun together.
Yeah,
we're telling jokes to each other. These are the best nights.
You're not just standing up there and
delivering
hoping
your material
for a laugh.
Yeah.
And so it's when you come in two ways.
Interacting. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about these comedians. I know Saha Ali is a well-respected comic over here. We've talked about Ima, Roxy, of course. You've got some real talent on this show.
Yeah, that's true. So Sahar, she's Sudanese-Irish.
Yep.
She's got a very unique sense of humor, dark. She's got a presence. And she's an actress. She's an actress and a poet. So she brings a lot of that on stage. Every time I watch her, it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy, she's British, Iranian origin.
All right.
And she's married to an Indian man. So she brings a lot of that.
Okay.
She's got so much energy. Who else do we have?
Valentina, always. And there is Denise, actually, she's really cool. She's also new to the scene.
And you've had Denise here. She's viral Elena on TikTok.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She was sat in that very chair.
Yes.
Now I remember her very well.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
She's
really
hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot of people, by the way, who start as online comedians translate well on stage, but she does.
That's
a rare thing. Valentina, she's Italian, and everything that she embodies the Italian spirit.
Yeah.
And she does a musical act as well.
Mm.
So
I know Valentina as well. She's been in here. So we're in for an absolutely amazing night. This is once again, She Said What?
There's Noha. Noha is hilarious. She's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah. And she's sat next to you right now. Yeah?
And there's Rola. She's actually my favorite comedian. And of course, Ima, who's taught a lot of us, mentored a lot of us.
Yeah.
And she's the one that organized the show with Arts for All as well. So
Great.
I mean, I would love to just be someone who watches the show. But unfortunately, I have to work
you've got
that
you've
night.
Got to be in it. You'll have to do your hair and do all your makeup and everything. So there we are. She Said What? Go along and see it. March 29th. And that's at the Zabil Theatre, Jumeirah Zabil Sarai. I'm sure tickets are available as we speak. And, well, have a fabulous night, guys. And thanks so much for coming in and talking some comedy.
Thank you.
Right, it's photograph time now. We'll do a little bit of social media while we're here.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.